Relatives of people in aged care facilities say they're being intimidated and bullied by staff when they complain about the treatment of their family members. Some have told AM that they're being told not to take photographs of their parents inside the homes. Others say they've been yelled at and even physically manhandled by staff when they visit. A consumer advocate group says the problem is widespread across the sector and could point to wider problems. Michael Edwards has this report.
Was when I went to cut her toenails that I pulled her sock down and found her leg was the dried skin was at least 12 inches long.
Sue is showing me photographs of her 86-year-old mother's leg. They're confronting images.
It was all sores and it was actually broken out. It was red raw, like it had been bleeding under the skin.
Mm-hmm. Sue's mother is in an aged care facility in Sydney's southern suburbs. She's unhappy with many aspects of her mother's care, including her meals and her medical supervision, which she says is inadequate. But that was just the start of it. She says once she complained, she was subjected to harassment and intimidation by the centre's manager.
Someone said, well, if you're not happy, maybe you should take your mother out. I said, but that's not the point here. The point is there's a lot of things wrong. I brought up about the food, and she just howls you down. She laughs at you, and then she starts clapping at you, laughing at you.
Sue says she and many others in the facility are scared their parents will be kicked out and that they'll have to find a new place to house them.
If this was a workplace situation, you could do something about the bullying and harassment, but because we don't work there, we're up against it.
Sue's story is far from isolated. Natalie, not her real name, also has a mother who she feels is being mistreated in an aged care home. And when she complained, she too claims to have been bullied and abused.
Well, I've been chased out in the street. I've had the manager of the nursing home put her hand on me on two occasions. I'm too scared to be in a room by myself, even with my mother there.
Natalie is so concerned about being identified and her mother being kicked out of the home that she asked to have her voice distorted.
I should be able to go into a place, visit my mum and feel secure when I go to visit my mum, and I don't feel that way.
Aged Care Concerns is a privately owned organisation established to help people with complaints about poor treatment within the aged care sector. It charges a fee, but its stated aim is to be so successful that it forces the industry to reform, and therefore the company doesn't need to keep operating. It's been contacted by dozens of people with similar complaints about poor treatment from aged care centre staff. Walter Denali is the director of Aged Care Concerns.
A lot of our inquiries from our clients have been about taking photos of their loved ones in aged care facilities, being told that they're contravening privacy laws and being threatened with legal action, and them retreating because they're really worried that the care factor for their loved ones is going to diminish if they do take any action.
What troubles Walter Denali is that this type of behaviour could be pointing to even worse cases of abuse within the aged care sector.
We're assembling a caseload that points in a number of different directions in terms of elderly abuse in the aged care sector.
Walter Denali from Aged Care Concerns, ending Michael Edwards' report.